Hello, once again from Cannes, France, where Illinois Realtors is here with a delegation attending MIPIM 2019. I'm John Broadbooks, Illinois Realtors Vice President for Communications, and let's start off with a quick question. Just what is MIPIM? Well, each year some 26,000 people attend the real estate conference held at the Palais des Festivals. I think I'm saying that right. It brings together a worldwide audience of developers and investors for 4 days in Cannes. Attendees represent firms large and small, and among them are two Illinois Realtors who are joining us today. With me in the NAR Pavilion are Alex Ruggieri, Senior Advisor for SVN Ramshaw Real Estate in Champaign, and Andy Velkme is here. He's a broker with Caton Commercial in Chicago. Welcome, gentlemen. So now both of you have made multiple trips to Cannes for this event. And let me just ask you, Alex, what keeps you coming back? This must be your fourth trip, I believe.
Yes, it is. And I guess I'm really committed to it. There's a whole lot of reasons. First of all, I think it's going to be good for business, and I'll tell you why. I really believe that. And another reason, and a really important reason, is I'm trying to support what Illinois Realtors is doing here. And the National Association of Realtors is doing, simply because this is one of the largest real estate conferences shows in the world. And when I first came 4 years ago, I was really surprised at how small our U.S. presence was here. And it just really surprised me that a country with wonderful markets and an economy as strong as ours, number one in the world, didn't have more of a showing here at the world's premier real estate conference. And so I just really was committed when NAR said they were going to support it, IR said they were going to support it, I felt like I personally needed to support it. And so that's a really important part of it. But underneath all of that is the idea of generating business and bringing investment back home. For the last 15 years, I've been going to conferences, real estate conferences, all over the United States. And I go to 6 to 8 of those conferences every year. And in the early years, I was literally burning up my credit cards to go to these things with very little to show in return. But at the end of the 10th year, and I was really committed to doing it, I sat down and I added up my commissions on transactions that were generated from these conferences, either a contact that I made or somebody that we were doing business with because of a relationship. And I stopped counting, John, at $1 million.
That's a big number, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped counting. And if you think about that, at the end of 10 years, I stopped counting at a million. So there's more than that, much more than that. But at a million, I thought, okay, $1 million divided by 10 years, I made an average of $100,000 for every year that I went. And I was spending about $15,000 a year to go to these conferences because it costs money to go, and you got to fly, and you got to get a hotel, and you got to pay to get in. But if I told you I had an investment where you could put $15,000 or $20,000 into it, and you were going to get $100,000 back, would that be a good return on your investment?
Sounds like a really good return on my investment.
Yeah, and that's what I decided. And I said, wait, we've proven this concept. It works. If it works nationally, why wouldn't it work internationally? And so I really have a very fundamental, strong belief that what I'm doing is the right thing. Now, I know I've been coming, this is my fourth year, and I can't point to, hey, I made this sale, that thing. But that's what happened to me when I started doing across the state. I mean, the first year, nothing. Second year, nothing. Third year, barely anything. By the fourth year, I was starting to do transactions. At the end of the 10th year, I had made over $1 million in fee. So I know it's the right thing to do.
And that's one thing I tell people, is that this conference really is about relationship building. I mean, it is something that you can't, it's not a one and done type experience.
Right.
And Andy, I know you've been here for a number of years as well. Tell me about your experience with this, because you have some success stories as well.
Thanks, John. Yes, so this is my second year at MIPIM, but The success story actually starts from before I even attended MIPIM. A little bit of color around that. I'm the chair for NICAR's, or the former chair for NICAR's Commercial Global Business Network. And along with Bill Caton, the previous chair, we've made a big commitment to working on our global business and trying to bring global companies to the state of Illinois. And even more specifically, global companies that are innovative and that bring concepts that don't exist yet in our state. And to that effect, 2 years ago at MIPIM, the year before I came, Bill Caton actually met with one of the representatives from Berlin-based Medici Living Group, which now is the world's largest co-living operator. And after returning from MIPIM a couple years back, he mentioned that meeting to me and to Steve Caton, and the three of us formed a team that started to represent Medici in Chicagoland to find a building for their co-living concept. Within a couple weeks, we identified 10 developers in Chicago that were willing to discuss the concept and potentially implement their concept into one of their new builds in the city. And before you know it, a month later, the whole team from Berlin, Germany, had flown out to Chicago to meet with us and tour. And lo and behold, months later, a lease was signed, and now the first building is open in Fulton Market on 171 Aberdeen. So that was an amazing success story in itself, and that all stemmed from Bill's participation at MIPIM 2 years ago. I was able to kind of use that experience to come in very confident last year into MIPIM, and in addition to, you know, working with that group and finding more development partners to work with both here and back in the States, I expanded my vision and my goals, and that was to start working towards finding other similar type new innovative concepts that haven't really taken a hold yet in the States, and then potentially, you know, convince them to come to Illinois as well. So that's been my primary focus this year. I've met with several hotel groups that have new concepts that are a little bit more targeted, a little less broad, looking at certain specific areas, and have some great conversations started with them. Talk to a few co-working type groups. And I say type groups because, you know, co-working now has become such a buzzword, but there's very specific sub-markets, sub-segments within that. So working towards that as well. So, you know, able to parlay kind of that development experience that I've formed working with developers on the Medici deals has led to more as well. And now it just seems like a very, very natural fit to keep my consistent participation both here at MIPIM and then in the fall as well, in Munich at Expo Real, which is a very similar type conference, also draws about 30,000 people or so. And Commercial Global Business Network is organizing a trip to Berlin for a CIPS course, followed by a trip to Munich for a little celebration called Oktoberfest, and then also Expo Real. So
a little celebration called Oktoberfest.
Yes, that's what I've heard. I've never experienced it yet. So once I see it myself, maybe my opinion will change. But for now, I'm considering it a little celebration. But yeah, so the global business is a huge part of what I do, and MIPIM is the place to do it.
So my question is this. This is really, I mean, we're obviously in Europe, and so this tends to attract a more European clientele. Are you seeing that shift in the years that you've been involved with this? Is it still very much a European show?
Yeah, there's no question about it. But what I am encouraged by is more and more American participation. When I first came, I mean, we had like a couple of folding chairs in the corner, you know, and now, just a few years later, there are multiple states that have, booths here. Some of the states have quite, elaborate presentations, and it's grown tremendously. Now, I still feel, we have a long way to go. I had lunch. I'm a CRE, counselor of real estate, and they had a luncheon for members who were over here in Europe yesterday. And one of the ladies that I had the privilege of having lunch with, a lady by the name of Eunice, is from Istanbul. Now, if you go over there to their presentation, I mean, they have a model of the entire city, and I mean, it just looks like, you know, an amazing presentation, and that's just the city. And then they have all kinds of booths around it. And I personally feel like Chicago should have something really significant here. And we just heard a wonderful story Andy told about a company from Berlin that they brought to Chicago. They wanted to be in Chicago and many other markets in the state. But yeah, we have a long way to go, but it has been increasing. Our participation has really been increasing. I mean, I think Florida alone has two or three different booths here, and San Diego, and, you know, of course, our Illinois booth has grown.
I know since both of you have been here, I have to think that your approach to going to one of these conferences has changed. I mean, it is overwhelming the first time you go. It certainly was for me 2 years ago when I came over for the first time. How do you approach this conference differently now than when you started? Let me start with you, Andy.
Sure. I definitely have a much more focused and relaxed approach, if that makes sense. What I mean by that is last year I was very, very excited at almost any opportunity that came my way. And I was, you know, after filling out my profile on the MIPIM site, people started reaching out to me for meetings. And I was very excited to hear from people from all corners of the globe. And, you know, sometimes I don't think I was specific enough in what meetings I would consider attending. You know, somebody from a country I may not even have heard of reached out. I was like, oh, you know, I don't do any business there, but maybe one day. So maybe we should meet. And, you know, there's something to be said about that, maybe in a positive way. But what I realized is this year, you know, I kind of refined my focus a little bit and decided to get a little bit more specific and really kind of sticking to what I consider my main part of my business, which is innovative companies from the global marketplace. So I've only, you know, selectively accepted invitations and only very selectively tried to set meetings so that I give myself, you know, the right conversations there, but ample time to explore while here and find people actually during the expo and not just, you know, using the website ahead of time. I felt that was a very, very big part of it. And then also, you know, I came back with the understanding from last year that, you know, while you can get very specific in conversation, sometimes it's best to meet as many people as you can that are in the right category as you are, and then follow up, you know, as soon as you get home versus really, really getting into the weeds while you're here, because, you know, time's precious here. We're only here for 4 days, and when you travel, you know, 4,500 miles from home, you want to make sure those 4 days are really valuable. So from that perspective, you know, it's both kind of fine-tuning what you're looking for, but then also finding as many opportunities out of that specific fine-tuning. And I think that's how I've changed my approach.
Alex, how has your approach changed? I mean, you're a veteran of this, not just here, but elsewhere.
Key that, you know, for me has been the commitment. You have to continue to come and you have to be committed to coming because things happen literally also by serendipity. To have a story like what Andy just shared about the Berlin company coming to Chicago, it was because Bill was here, you know, and Andy's here, and that's really the most important thing. And you don't know all the time where that business is going to come from. I think Andy's right about you need to be focused and you need to remind yourself not to just sit down with anybody and everybody because that can be a time waster. But at the same time, you need to be open to opportunities. And main thing is you need to be here.
I wanted to add one thing to that, and I couldn't agree more, Alex, that being here is so paramount. But while you're here, there's an opportunity unlike any other, and that is you can have multiple meetings within a day from people from every corner of the globe, which would cost you, you know, I can't even think of the tens of thousands of dollars it would cost you to go in one day to all the different parts of the world that you can, you know, meet with here. Just as a quick example, last year, on behalf of my Berlin-based client, Medici, I met with a group out of Toronto, Canada, that was working, they're called Waterfront Toronto. They're working with Alphabet on the Smart City project in Toronto. And I was discussing co-living as a part of that project. So discussing my Berlin-based client with the Canadian team in France. You know, that was just a very kind of interesting parallel. And then me being a U.S. and a Illinois resident. So all those things came together under one, you know, one roof here. And I don't think that would have ever happened really, really anywhere else.
If you come to MIPIM and you look outside the Palais here, there's this huge harbor filled with yachts. And it's a big deal for some of the larger firms. They'll rent a yacht for the week. They'll hold these receptions. Alex, I understand you actually went to a yacht party. Now, did you have to dress differently? Do you have to wear like a double-breasted suit and a little sailor's hat or something?
Yeah, a little ascot maybe.
That would be good, yes. Yeah.
No, and that's what's really wonderful about being here. And, you know, if, for instance, I mean, I was on one of the major home builders in the United States, had a yacht party last night that I went to, and, you know, right there in the living room of the yacht was the president of the company. And, you know, to get a meeting with the president of the company back home, you would not even be able to get, you know, past the receptionist or the gatekeepers. You have to meet people socially in order for them, for their guard to be down, in order for them to, you know, just relax and communicate. It needs to be a social situation. If I were to meet the president of a major company like that back home, you know, I'd have to be all dressed up. I'd be all tied up. He'd have his guard up. What are you here to sell me? You know, it's nothing like that when you see people socially. And that's why I like going to those parties.
I'd like to add something, a little bit of friendly advice for the people listening. Last year, I attended a couple of yacht parties as well, and one was with a private equity firm, and I had a great meeting on the yacht, and you know, someone was kind enough to take a photo of me on the yacht at the meeting, which I texted to my wife, who instantly texted me back a photo of her sitting in traffic in Chicago in a snowstorm. So I don't think she, you know, really quite appreciated the yacht meeting as much as I did.
Yeah.
You know, I did have to remind her that, you know, that was potential business that was going to be made there. So anyhow, that's just a friendly bit of advice, is potentially keep those pictures to yourself.
You know, I've made the comment to Gary Clayton, our CEO, that Illinois Realtors needs a yacht. And I understand.
Right. We should rent one.
Or a pontoon boat, at least.
Yeah. Well, I think we might be able to get a dinghy. But the yachts are extraordinarily expensive. And I mean, people think that companies own these yachts. Many times they don't. They're just renting them for the week. Anything else that you think our listeners should know about this experience?
I think that it's an experience unlike any other, and I'd really want to thank Illinois Realtors for the commitment they've shown for this event. And I think it goes back a little bit too to the commitment Illinois Realtors have shown to global business in the first place with their Consulate Liaison Program, which I fortunately have been a part of for several years as the Consulate Liaison to the Republic of Latvia. And even here at MIPIM, I'm able to meet with the Latvian delegates and explain to them my role with both the Illinois Realtors as well as NAR as the previous President's Liaison to Latvia. And that commitment, you know, at home to global business gets furthened, you know, to a significant degree once you actually take that global business global, you know, here to MIPIM. So, you know, once again, thank you again to Illinois Realtors for really showing that commitment and making it accessible to us to be here representing the state.
Yeah, and I would certainly echo those sentiments. And I would just add that, and you used the word, I don't know, global 20 times in that sentence. The world is global. I mean, that's just the reality. Until people realize that we're in a global economy, that is the most important thing that I think we can do, is to be engaged in that, bring that home for our communities back in Illinois.
Well, Andy, Alex, I want to thank you for joining me today, giving us some insights about MIPIM. And if you're going to join us again, we have another podcast coming up tomorrow where we're going to be talking to some of the first-time MIPIM attendees about their experiences and what tips they have for others who might be coming over and are interested in making the trip. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Illinois Realtors wants you to be part of our biggest event of the year, the annual Capital Conference and Lobby Day on April 30th this year. Join more than 700 of your colleagues taking the Realtor message to policymakers in one-on-one meetings at the Illinois State Capitol. One day truly can make a difference, so make sure you talk to your local association today and make plans to attend this important event. Of course, you can always find details at illinoisrealtors.org/events.